This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Pro-democracy protests moved underground a Hong Kong subway system today, blocking commuters from exiting their trains. Service was delayed and partially suspended, forcing riders to wait in long lines for shuttle bus service to other stops. And there were clashes between demonstrators and angry commuters. Meanwhile, as Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports, there is the lurking question of when China might feel compelled to intervene in its autonomous territory of Hong Kong.
Another weekend of violent protests in Hong Kong has prompted a rare public statement from the central government in Beijing. Representatives of its Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office called a press conference to condemn the protests that they say undermine the rule of law. The protests show no sign of abating, though, and questions are starting to mount over where the threshold may be for calling in the Chinese military to support the police. The Hong Kong Affairs Office was asked this during the press conference. They responded only by pointing to the city's constitution, as they have in the past. It allows city officials to request military help, although neither the city nor Beijing have given any specifics. The government also repeated its support for City Administrator Carrie Lam and the Hong Kong police. The officials claim Western countries are stoking the unrest.
That was correspondent Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters. At least 17 people were killed when a Pakistani military plane crashed into a Rawalpindi neighborhood Tuesday night, local time. The dead included all five crew members and at least 12 civilians. Another 12 civilians were injured. The military said it had no information on the cause of the tragedy. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Two U.S. service members have been killed in action in Afghanistan in what appears to be an